It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Right now, our next guest is getting ready to start a four-concert, four-island tour of the Aloha State, an artist whose work has gone back decades, both performing here and in her role as an acclaimed folk artist and also someone who's devoted herself to social activism since the 60s, starting tomorrow in Kauai. There will also be dates Friday on Maui, Saturday on Hawaii Island, and wrapping up Sunday in Honolulu. Pleased to be welcoming back to the show, Judy Collins.
Hi there.
Judy.
How are you?
First of all, with the 2017 Grammy nominee for Best Folk Album, Silver Skies Blue, congrats and welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. That's a real treat for me. We're just so happy.
Was it an exciting moment learning about it? Share the moment that you found out it was happening.
I was shocked because it was the first time in 40 years that I've been nominated, so I thought they forgot all about me.
And where were you when you got the news?
Where was I?
We had Herb Alpert on, and he was nominated, and he had a great story of just remembering somebody in his office calling him really early in the morning. He was like, I wonder why they're calling me at this ridiculous hour, and it turned out to be.
You know something? I was called very early in the morning, too. Where the hell was I? It was early because it was 6 o'clock in the morning somewhere, and I was not awake and woke up. And it was my manager telling me, she said, I wanted you to know before you read it on this. On the Facebook.
Yeah, Herb was here in Honolulu. They were calling him from somewhere on the mainland.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, I'm sure there's a whole lot of calls happening within just a few hours of that. And does that change? Now, something like that, one thing I was thinking of is when these pop up like this and you're totally not expecting it, do you change your travel plan so that you can be there for the thing?
Oh, yes, we did, because we had a date scheduled and we had to reschedule it. I forget where it was, but I said, well, I can't go. And then my manager rerouted us, so we're going.
Well, you don't want to miss something like this. Now, it follows Strangers Again from 2015. Now, in my personal view, I'm just wondering why something like that wouldn't have really hooked up, because you look at the truckload of guests that you wheeled in for this thing. Willie Nelson, Jackson Brown, Jimmy Buffett, Don McLean, Jeff Bridges, Michael McDonald, Mark Cohn, just to name some of the cats that you got on there. How do you assemble a list like that?
Well, I think in part that Strangers Again led to this nomination, quite frankly. I think it primed the pump. Although they didn't give that the Grammy, I think it got their attention. You know what I'm saying?
Was it nominated too?
No. But I think they were aware, let's say aware of what's going on in the career in a different way.
That makes some sense. Are there good stories of when I name those cats, when you think about getting to know them and then having them as a part of your life that you can call up for something like this? When did you get to know some of those people, like Willie, for example?
Oh, I've known Willie for decades. And actually, I was on the Farm Aid. I love him. He's just such a wonderful man. And actually, you know, sadly, we both lost the same year, same month, from the same causes. And that we shared about that and talked about it when it happened. But I've known Willie for many, many years. So I have a personal relationship as well as being an admirer of him professionally and personally. So I just think he's a great fellow.
Another one, we just had Jeff Bridges just came through town. He did a gig, I guess it was actually about a year ago now, but it feels like it was yesterday he was on the show. Where did you develop your rapport with him?
Well, he and I met when he and his brothers and a man I used to live with, Stacy Keach, and his brothers and the Carradine brothers did a movie called The Long Rider
about
Jesse James. And I got to know Jeff then. That was back in the late 60s, early 70s. I always liked him. I always thought he's a good guy. And I loved Crazy Heart. So when I called him about this album, he said, oh, that would be wonderful. I've known all of these guys for years. And, of course, Jackson, I just love Jackson. He's such a sweetheart. I had heard that song of Randy's.
Randy Newman.
And I wanted to sing a duet with Randy because I discovered and recorded I Think It's Gonna Rain Today in 1966. So I kind of started him on his singer-songwriter path because he didn't even think about becoming a singer-songwriter until he heard my recording of that song. And I just wanted to do it. And he said, no, I can't sing with you. He said, my voice is so shot. And I said, well, that's the point. That's what the contest is, you know. And he said, oh, I don't like that kind of contest. And then I heard the song that he wrote. I went to see a performance of a musical of his called Spouse, and I had never heard it. And so Feels Like Home is the song from that show, and I played it for Jackson. He said, oh, that's for me. I love that song. Let's do that one. So everybody had their own story, and they all wanted to be on board and sing. When I met Jimmy, I hadn't known Jimmy Buffett. We never met. We knew each other. We were fans of one another, but we never met. He said to me, oh, we met at a party on Long Island, and he said, I've heard about this album you're doing. He said, I want to do Someday Soon with you. I've wanted to sing that song with you forever. So that was the kind of thing it was, you know.
Wow.
It was really a wonderful collaboration with every one of them.
And another aspect, when you talk about the collaborating, and you mentioned the 60s, you've recorded music from so many cats that there was this, such a role in the 60s, at least, where music had a very strong connection to social activism, and it's something you've kind of embodied throughout your life. UNICEF, you still working with them?
Well, I haven't physically traveled for them. They don't do that much anymore because it's too dangerous. People go over to those weird places and they get shot.
Right.
Or worse. But, of course, I support what they do. They're just wonderful. I've been very lucky to be involved with a number of things to raise money for causes that I believe in and to raise consciousness. When I go out nowadays to speak, I quite often have speeches about mental health of one kind or another. I've done a lot of speeches and speaking engagements for suicide prevention groups, for mental health groups. So that's a very strong interest of mine as well. Sometimes there are local groups to raise money for mental health all over the country. Suicide prevention groups, local and connected with the government or privately funded. I do that sort of thing quite often.
And your history of social activism really dates all the way back to the 60s and your participation in the civil rights movement, and obviously some of the critical marches that happened at that time.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I certainly did. And I went to Mississippi in 1964 to register black voters and did travel and sang with Fannie Lou Hamer. Yeah, I've done a lot of those things.
You get to meet Martin Luther King along the way?
I did not. It's something I regret a great deal. I did not get to meet him. I certainly believed in what he was doing and was at a lot of peace marches and but didn't meet him face-to-face, I'm sorry to say.
You did some other remarkable stuff, though, on that sort of related note. You testified, if I have this right, in Chicago in support of the Chicago 7 and spiced things up.
I sure did.
You spiced things up during your testimony with some actual music, correct?
Yes, I tried singing Where Have All the Flowers Gone, and the judge, Judge Hoffman, had the clerk come over and put his hand over my mouth and say, no singing in this courtroom. Got people's attention.
Yeah.
I said he would have been better off had he let me sing.
Give a little plug for what's in store with the shows that you've got coming through the islands. What can people expect?
Oh, very exciting because I'll be with Ari, who is my co-writer and co-singer on Silver Skies Blue. So he and I will do some of our songs from that CD, and then I'll do some of the hits. You know, I think I have to, and I love to.
Okay.
I'll do a solo turn and then I'll invite Ariane to sing a few songs, and then I'll go back to my solo turn.
And you're a friend of the Clintons, I remember quite well. Have you been in touch with them since the election ended?
No, I haven't. I got a note from President Clinton thanking me for something I had sent them. I've been watching like everybody else. You know, it's hard, very hard. What we're faced with is an overhauling of everything we believe in. It's going to be a time for a lot of work and a lot of activism and a lot of keeping our optimism and our spirits high.
Certainly a nice message to go out on. It is the great Judy Collins, our guest, back on All Things Considered. Island tour starts tomorrow on Kauai, moving to Maui Friday, Hawaii Island Saturday, Honolulu Sunday. Hugs and high fives for you. I'll see you on Sunday. Thanks for being our guest.
As you cross the airwaves, and I'll talk to you soon.
Be safe, Judy. Aloha.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Aloha. Hi, it's Judy Collins, and you are right where you should be with my friend Dave Lawrence.
Broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon in the sky streaked with gray, human kindness overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest styles, with frozen smiles to keep. keep love away. Human kindness, it's overflowing, and I think it's going to rain. Lonely.